White, J.E. White, Emma. Battle Creek, Michigan, June 5th, 1877. Dear Edson and Emma, my mind is drawn out for you. I have the most earnest desire that Edson should consecrate himself fully to God, and I hope Emma will help him. Dear children, last night I thought I was attending a meeting, and there seemed to be some trial on minds. Some said that they would not trust you to manage the finances of the office, because you did not plan closely and look to the very bottom of things. Some said, he does not put his heart in his work as Willie has done. We are afraid of his scheming and planning, which will distract his mind from the work. And there is the greatest necessity, if Willie leaves, that Edson should make the utmost efforts to supply the lack by his faithfulness. But he will never do this, said one. Another said, we fear for the Pacific Publishing House if Edson White has any responsible position and controls matters. Edson, I had been thinking of you through the day. I had prayed for you, and I have the greatest anxiety that you make no failure here. If you redeem your failures in California, you must work diligently, unselfishly, and interestedly, feeling that you are handling sacred things. I beg of you now that you have a fair chance to show what you can do to make the most of it. Succeed in this case if you die in trying. Your only hope of gaining the confidence of the people is to have the Spirit of God abounding in your heart, sanctifying your life. For once, be determined to never incur another debt. Deny yourself 1,000 things rather than run in debt. This has been the curse of your life, getting into debt. Avoid it as you would the smallpox. Make a solemn covenant with God that by His blessing you will pay your debts and then owe no man anything, if you live on porridge and bread. It is so easy in preparing your table to throw out of your pocket 25 cents for extras. Take care of the pennies, and the dollars will take care of themselves. It is the mites here and the mites there that are spent for this, that, and the other that soon runs up into dollars. Deny self, at least while you are walled in with debts. Make your hearts right with God, and in order to do this, you must fight the fight of faith. This will be a continual conflict, but Jesus will be your helper. Cherish a humble spirit, willing to be led. Put pride of heart, every suspicion, and jealousy away with all malice. May the dear Lord help you both to dig deep and lay your foundation sure. Be faithful to duty. You may, now, although nearly 30 years old, obtain that grace and power from God which will transform your character. Do not live for yourselves alone, but live for God. Make God your friend, your shield, and bask in the light of His presence. Do not go a step or two off the path of denial and duty, and then hesitate and turn back. You want firm principles and not deviate from principle on any account. Will you, children, make the most now of your God-given opportunities? Will you try in the strength of God to attain to the perfection of Christian character? May God help you to make a success where you are. If you fail this time, it will give our enemies great advantage and will dishonor God. We urge upon you diligence, close application to your business in order for you to succeed. Put your mind into your work and do not falter, be discouraged, or turn back. Deny your taste, deny the indulgence of appetite, save your pence and pay your debts. Work them off as fast as possible. When you can stand forth a free man, owing no man anything, you will have achieved a great victory. Mother.